You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hey, Dora. How are you doing, yes. Dora? Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from San Francisco right now.
Oh, do you listen on KVEC?
Yes, we do.
Great station. Gotta love it. So how can we help you?
Well, I have a 10-year-old miniature dachshund, and he has been developing moles. And I was just, you know, I've never really thought about worrying about it, but I just thought I'd call and ask as if it was anything I needed to worry about.
Okay. Well, describe these to me. What do they look like?
Just a little round, like a chocolate, almost.
Okay. So these are raised from the skin surface?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So are they kind of like a little button or
yes,
more like
actually,
a pimple?
It does look like a little, like those little candies we used to eat when we were kids.
Okay. That's exactly what I was thinking. Those kind you pull off the paper.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And they're about that size.
Okay. And these are located where on the body? Are they in the haired areas? Are they along the, like the eyelids, the lips?
Mostly in the hair. He's got one on his face. He's got one on his hip. One of the legs.
Okay. And do they ever ooze?
Last night, but I forgot. No. And he doesn't have any problems with them. I just didn't know, you know. I was thinking cancer, and it scared me.
Yeah. Well, anytime I have lumps of, you know, more than one of that kind of description, anything that's pigmented in a skin tumor in dogs, it does really warrant that we do something to figure out what our concern should be. The good thing is that many cases, in most cases, of these pigmented raised tumors that occur in the haired areas, in general, they tend to be benign, falling into the kind of what we'd call as a mole or a nevus or other types of tumors. But it is important because there is the tumor called melanoma that is a pigmented
Correct.
Form of skin cancer.
My husband is a melanoma survivor, so that's why it scared me.
Yeah. So what I would certainly suggest, and it's fairly easy to do, is, especially if these are small, is to do a tumor removal on at least one of these. Get an idea. Have your veterinarian biopsy and remove that. It mean a few little stitches, a little local anesthetic, and just get that peace of mind. My bet is it's going to be potentially a nevus, an epidermal nevus, or maybe a benign melanoma. But we do need to find out about that. And that is definitely kind of arming yourself with information.
Right.
In doing that. And if that seems to be the case, then I would sit back and say, okay, not necessarily a big deal. But when we talk about pigmented tumors in dogs, ones that are located along the lips, the mucocutaneous junctions, so along the eyes, lips, butt, along the toes or the feet, or in the mouth, those tend to be more likely in the malignant category. So those I do not waste any time with. We move right away to biopsy on those.
Okay.
But in
yeah,
the haired areas...
Yeah,
so hopefully we'll be in a good situation with your baby's case. And we do sometimes see this more in darkly pigmented or dark-haired dogs. So that wouldn't be
he's
unusual.
Red. Yeah, he's the red.
He's a red doxy. Okay.
Uh-huh. But
so, yeah.
I've had a lot of dachshunds. I just have never had any have moles. So it's just
yeah.
I'm concerned.
And when we say moles, because a lot of times, you know, a lot of people will think of what we call the sebaceous adenomas, or those are kind of like what we call a warty growth. We see those a lot in poodles, Bichons, Malteses. They're kind of irregular, kind of pinkish, and kind of just a little nodular. Some people call those moles as well. It's a little different category, so I don't like to use that to describe those terms.
So. Okay, well, I appreciate your advice.
Okay, well, good luck, Dora.